Hello, everybody. I hope we didn't scare you too much with our video. You can tell we're not used to that. And we were probably sat in completely the wrong position. But we wanted to send you our love. And we wanted to say how much we'd missed you. Sorry that we can't be with you this weekend. But hopefully we'll be able to come and visit you soon. But it's so timely what I'm able to talk about today, because our subject is hope increases faith. Now, for some, coronavirus and the lockdown has been a pleasant break. For many, it has been the cause of great loneliness and stress. And sadly for some have lost loved ones during this period. For all those who have experienced loss and stress during this time, their time of suffering has been compounded by the fact that they've not been able to express their pain and loss in the normal ways, or receive the love and support of family and friends that would normally be there for them. The result is that there's a huge amount of unexpressed grief and pain right across our nation. And that includes Rugeley. And it may include some of you. And if there was ever a time for all of those people to experience the hope we have in Jesus, it's right now. And to experience the love and comfort and peace that he brings. The reality is, Rugeley and the surrounding area needs the hope you and I carry. They need God's love and peace and comfort, and you have a golden opportunity to give away what you have and give it away unconditionally. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This scripture really highlights the intertwined relationship between faith and hope. Is if faith gives birth to hope, and hope in turn fuels faith. Faith creates the environment for hope to grow and prosper. And hope enables us to step into and live in the promises of God, even when the promises are partly or still to be fulfilled. Here's an example. In faith, we believe Christ promised that he will be with us until the end of the age. Now, hope takes this promise, lives in it, and lives in the security that brings. It draws from this reality peace, strength, and comfort on a daily basis. Another example would be, with faith, we believe God's promise that he works all things, even coronavirus, to our good. Now, faith sees this and takes hold of it, but it could be just an academic truth. As wonderful as it is, it could still be just academic. However, hope lives in the good of this. Hope lives in the good of this, actually living and knowing that this is true in every circumstance, and then lives in the security and assurance of this promise for every situation and every day. In turn, this then fuels our faith to trust God for even more. In summary, faith brings hope to life, and hope enables faith to soar like an eagle and enables us to fully inhabit all the promises of God. Hope is a sign of a really healthy Christian life. God bless. Kay just wants to add a few words onto this. And as we said earlier, we look forward to seeing you soon. Bye.
Hi again. Like Tony said, I hope you weren't too scared by our attempt at a video. We're not used to doing this kind of thing.
No.
As we've prepared this, I've been really struck by the word cherish. And I looked this word up. I really felt it was on my heart, and it means to protect and care for lovingly, or to hold something dear. And I just feel, as Tony just talked about faith giving birth to hope, I really feel God is asking us to, even more than we do now, to cherish that hope and cherish his promises in our hearts. And I just want to pray that for you. I feel individually, but also as a church, I feel that Rugeley will become known as a place where God's hope and God's promises are cherished. So I just pray that now, that for each of us, we'd know more and more of what it means to cherish, to care for something lovingly in our hearts, to ponder on it. And that Rugeley, the church, your church in Rugeley, would become a beacon where people would be attracted as they see everyone cherishing his hope and his promises.
Okay. God bless.
God bless everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi again. Like Tony said, I hope you weren't too scared by our attempt at a video. We're not used to doing this kind of thing.
No.
As we've prepared this, I've been really struck by the word cherish. And I looked this word up. I really felt it was on my heart. And it means to protect and care for lovingly, or to hold something dear. And I just feel, as Tony just talked about faith giving birth to hope, I really feel God is asking us to, even more than we do now, to cherish that hope and cherish his promises in our hearts. And I just want to pray that for you. I feel individually, but also as a church, I feel that Rugeley will become known as a place where God's hope and God's promises are cherished. So I just pray that now, that for each of us, we'd know more and more of what it means to cherish, to care for something lovingly in our hearts, to ponder on it. And that Rugeley, the church, your church in Rugeley, would become a beacon where people would be attracted as they see everyone cherishing his hope and his promises.
Okay. God bless.
God bless everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.